Mrs. Porter gave Sergeant Damon all the details about when Aunt Violet had left and the route she had probably taken to the store. Sergeant Damon lived in the neighborhood, too, so he knew Aunt Violet. "She's an awfully nice lady," he said to Arlene. "We'll find her. Don't you worry." "But how can your dog help?" Arlene asked. "Rusty and I have gone through months of training together," Captain Ramirez explained. "We've learned basic search and rescue training and commands like on, find, release, forward, and visit. I have total confidence in Rusty. He can find anything." "I still don't understand how he can do that," Arlene said, a little scared and doubtful. "You use your eyes mainly to find things. Rusty uses his eyes too, but he has something much stronger to rely on, his nose. Rusty's nose is about 44 times as powerful as your nose. That's why he's called a scent dog. Each person has a unique scent or smell. Rusty uses his powerful nose to find people. Last winter, up on Cook's Mountain, Rusty found a lost hiker buried in the snow. All Rusty needs is something belonging to your Aunt Violet, like a piece of clothing." "Her scarf!" Arlene's eyes sparkled. "Just before she left, she dropped this scarf. Here," she said, sniffing the scarf and then passing it to Captain Ramirez. "I can smell the fragrance of her favorite perfume. Can Rusty smell that?" "He sure can," Captain Ramirez said. "But even more importantly, he can smell the faint scent of Aunt Violet herself. This scarf is like a key for Rusty. He can use its scent to unlock the mystery of where she is." "Won't the rain and the mud be a problem?" Arlene asked. "Nope," Captain Ramirez said with pride. "On clear days, a good search and rescue dog has more finding ability than 20 humans. In the rain, the dog's abilities to see and hear are even better." Arlene allowed herself to become hopeful. She patted Rusty's head and hoped that the captain was right about Rusty's abilities. "Okay, Sergeant Damon," Captain Ramirez said. "Gather the stuff from the patrol car. We'll need a blanket, the first aid kit, and a plastic bag for the scarf." As Sergeant Damon went to the car to get the supplies, Captain Ramirez put Aunt Violet's scarf under Rusty's nose. "Rusty, find," he said. Rusty almost jerked Captain Ramirez off the porch as he pulled on the leash and headed out on his search.